be mid body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
If you can, choose care over numbers.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I started cutting myself out of hair, putting a physical hurt to the unnamed pain I felt, focusing on that in order to shut off my brain. No one noticed the small lines on my wrists, but I can still see the scars 4 years later.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Come on.
even more. Cynicism, literally, such a life power. And why can't I ask for all of us here that today they start? To live this world, we must remind ourselves history. For life's sake, don't turn yourself into a laughing zombie. Please, if you can,
the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that usually means we've got audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Yes, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. But this evening, we're being a bit more exclusive on the source of all of our sounds, our voices this evening. Our theme is Tufts Voices on the Hill, and I'm mixing you up a real Tufts community educational sound collage theme this evening. Tufts Voices of the Hill is a student-run group that celebrates the diversity of different people, of different voices in our Tufts community. And on April 25th, a week and a half ago, They had their first major event, and the goal was to share stories from across the Tufts community that reflect the experiences and perspectives of the people who form it. So, first off, I want to thank graduating Tufts senior Quinn, one of the organizers of that event, as well as Tufts Open Call, which is how I first got to meet him. And if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you've heard me read the public service messages announcing that. And they've been a lot of fun, but they're over with until the fall, when I hope they come back. And what we're doing this evening is playing a whole bunch of music from our featured artists. And we've got two of them this evening, the German electronic band Tangerine Dream. And in particular, I recently rediscovered, because I already owned it, but I hadn't ripped yet, a box set from Tangerine Dream covering their late 1960s and early 1970s periods, their pink and their blue period. The Dream Roots Collection, it was called. And seven pieces in particular, kind of ambient, instrumental, more instrumental than ambient, yes. But I mixed up excerpts of that Tufts Voices on the Hill. And, in particular, seven complete stories, students talking about things going on with them. And our other featured artist is Joan Jett, who seems appropriate for her spirit on all of this. We began the show with Tears for Fears and Shout, and had a bunch of voices from Voices of the Hill mixed in with that. And, you know, I'll certainly admit it can be a little bit difficult to hear the speakers in our mix tonight. And partly that's on purpose, because I'm trying to mix the levels up. So if you're paying attention, you can make out what they're hearing. But if you just want to listen more to the music, you can do that too. And there are some issues with problems with the recording, so not completely successful on that, perhaps. But, you know, it's absolutely amazing that we can do this at all. That a week and a half ago, some people got up and talked in front of a whole bunch of other people, and that would have just been gone except for the way that it reflected and poured into perhaps 150 people's ears and consciousness is. But now, because we were able to go and get some amazing technology, perhaps not amazing for 2017, but amazing in the whole way it works, now you can hear the voices and their thoughts as well. And maybe you're not even listening right now. Maybe you're listening in the future through a podcast. Well, the first speaker of the evening was Nikki Parsa, and she was reflecting on some of her Persian, her Iranian culture. So I think we're going to start off, well, our structure for this evening is I've got four main sets, lots of Tangerine Dream, our featured artists, along with not so much the first hour of the show, but more in the second hour, and our Joan Jett. And, well, let's get things started off here with one of my favorite Persian pop artists, Habib and Mohammed. And then we'll hear from Nikki. And then we're also going to hear after that from Sally Williams. And I think one of the stories that really
really works well in terms of presenting some contrarian views, because Sally's going to talk about how before she came to Tufts, she never really enjoyed, thought of herself as joining a sorority, and there's certainly a lot of anti-sorority fraternity feelings here at Tufts for quite legitimate reasons of the whole way that that culture has come out. But Sally also, as she was, as you'll be hearing from her, she had some problems, and she found that her sorority life, ultimately becoming president of a sorority, really helped her deal with that. But I'll leave Nikki and Sally to tell you more about that in this set as we hear from Tufts Voices on the Hill. But first, here's Habib and Muhammad with a club mix of Bia, some real Persian pop music, for you on the Tears of the God sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Oh,
team was not kind to me. Transitioning into my sophomore year at Tufts, I was feeling directionless and existentially stalled. To complement the unabating burden of attending a university in America, the dull grief of being held accountable for a course load on subject matter you don't know if you're interested in, or feeling watched as you go to class every day and you perform in what you presumably want to pursue as a career. This was a point in my life for endings. The end of two relationships, the slowing part of my high school friendships, and the fracturing of my own family through sickness and age submerged me in a solitude with which I was formerly acquainted. The love I had for the people who were leaving my life felt suffocating. It was beginning to dawn on me that I couldn't make everybody's day. This time in my life also marked my happy marriage to Persian poetry and music. While at times my tumultuous relationship to my heritage was a form of soreness for me, the beauty of its art never felt one. The histrionic language that studs Persian poetry has always been very intuitive to me. Let the poets make small matters of life into a matter of life and death, of the sun, the moon, or the ocean of tides, and a warm shore, made a lot of sense to me. I felt myself a dramatic and emotionally involved individual, and these descriptors felt apt and even reassuring. As I lay in my bed this fall of 2015, I stared at the ceiling and listened to Marion's Battlement. I listened to the first line, and then reread the song and listened to the first line again. I repeated this until I sorted my thoughts out. Eito Battlement, Vosse Mundan. Oh, my excuse staying. In this first line, and for the rest of the song, Moi is referring to the object of his affection as his excuse for staying on Earth. The song, as are many of Moi's love songs, is intense. I thought of the relationships in my life that were dissolving, and wondered who would be left in my life to be my backbone. It felt like up until that point, I'd had someone to anchor me to my foolishness, and that this fall, I didn't have a reason. Like Moni suggests in this song, my relationships to others characterize my life's purpose. That day, I felt dehydrated and debilitated. While it may seem obvious that one's own existence should be the only justification for their staying on Earth, this fact was not intuitive to me. From my time in high school up until then, I was always focusing on someone else's son. As I listened to Moni, it dawned on me that my way of living was unsustainable. That to make a home in my own skin, I need to be my own battlement. Last month, I had the word battlement tattooed. Every time I catch sight of the battlement on my skin, I'm reminded that I'm in the process of making a home on my own body. And that when my interpersonal relationships grow stronger or at times fade, this will always be independent of my worthiness of being. Healing is not linear. Sometimes I feel worthless and without purpose. Seeing my tattoo on my foot serves as Moni's soothing reminder to me that when I breathe, I am not taking someone else's oxygen, that I am entitled to space and happiness.
periodic panic attacks that often ended in pretty severe self-harm, scars from which I can still see very clearly on my arms. I was extremely social, at points almost too social. I went out 2 to 3 times each weekend, drank excessive amounts in an attempt to alleviate some of the mental distress I was in at that time. I had a very close group of female friends. I wouldn't call them necessarily community. They offered the support that they could, but obviously that was very limited in a lot of respects. Over winter break of my freshman year, I tried to stabilize a little bit while I was still at home, and it worked to an extent. Once I returned to campus on a whim, I signed up for recruitment. It's important for me to note that at that point in my life, I was still kind of staunchly against Greek life after going to high school in Kansas. The fact that I was going through recruitment was a shock to myself, to my family, and to anybody else that knew me at that time. So I joined a sorority, and a year later, I'm now the president of Kappa Alpha Theta and the incoming president of the Inter-Greek Council, which oversees all of Greek life on this campus. By far, bar none, my decision to join Greek life at Tufts has been the most impactful, healing, and growing aspect of my co-curricular experience at the school. I've never had a space where women were so dedicated to supporting, empowering, and appreciating each other. Over the initial months after joining my organization, I began to form connections with my fellow Theta members, all of whom are also members and leaders in dozens of other on-campus organizations outside of just Greek life. There's never been a space where I have felt more loved or wanted than in my Greek organization. In the past semester, I've seen Greek leaders at Tufts do their damnedest to make changes within the Tufts Greek system. This includes a financial aid program to be handled by the council for members of Greek life and for potential new members, the installment of diversity chairs in each chapter, organization-wide RMAT trainings, and assault prevention parties, and countless other efforts both on an IGC and an organization level. There are issues, yes, absolutely. To say otherwise would frankly be a blatant lie. And I didn't dare say that. But I continue to stand firmly in the belief that changes can be made internally, and that Greek life can serve as a pivotal component for the growth and development of individuals and leaders on this campus. I believe I'm an example of this. I've never been ashamed of being Greek life here at Tufts. I can honestly say that because each day I'm reminded of the incredible people that are in Greek life on this campus. In many respects, these are the people in the community that healed me, and continue to inspire me and to inspire my recovery every day. To me, it's not a question of Greek or anti-Greek. They are not mutually exclusive in my mind. People in Greek life are in hundreds of other organizations on this campus and interact with the non-Greek community all the time. We're all students here. We're all top students, and we're all people. A few weekends ago during recruitment, a group of protesters stood outside the Theta House and yelled chants. One chant was down, down, down with sororities, up, up, up with communities. Well, to me, my sorority is my community. Greek life on this campus is my community. I've never felt more a sense of belonging in my entire life. The amount I've grown in the past year as a leader within Greek life here at Tufts is more than I can put into words or into one single monologue. It's truly shaped my time on this campus. So although it has its issues, I'm still committed to fighting every day to reform those issues. I genuinely believe we cannot coexist and offer communities to undergraduates on this campus and all corners of campus, one such corner being Greek life. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are bringing you Tufts Voices of the Hill, mixed up with Tangerine Dream as our featured artist, one of our two featured artists, the German electronic band. The venerable German electronic band. They've been around since the 1960s, and actually, unfortunately, all of their original members have, with last year, passed away. But it's kind of a collective, and it keeps going on. And in particular, this evening, we are mixing up songs from their early career, the Pink and Blue periods. So we began that last set, the first big set of the evening, with some Persian pop, Habib and Mohammed, the club mix of Bia. And thanks to my friend Milad for turning me on to that. And that was kind of our prelude to Nikki Parse's talk at the Tufts Voices of the Hill event a week and a half ago, April 25th. And that was Bahane was the title of her piece. And then we heard from the Italian electronic artist Fiamma Fumana and her piece Meridem. And then another Tufts Voices of the Hill, Sally Williams, mixed on top of Tangerine Dreams, the origin of supernatural probabilities, also from the Dream Roots collection. And in particular, Sally was talking about how before she came to college, she had to deal with anorexia and bulimia and had the difficulties with that. And even though she didn't think that she would at all join a sorority, she ended up doing just that, and she's now president of her sorority. And she credits the sense of community that she's gotten from that with helping get her through the problems she's faced in life. And we finish things off with Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. So I'd like to thank the WMFO exec board for renewing my show once again in my absolute favorite time slot here. Of course, Fridays 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks to our programming director, James, for what has to have been the smoothest way of handling the new schedule for community DJs ever. Basically, we didn't have to do anything. So, that's always easy. And thanks also to our other head honchos, Haley and Hunter, our general managers, and Jane Acker, our assistant general manager, and our music directors, Alex and Nick Golan, and our operations director, Dan, who takes care of the equipment so well here. And I'd also like to mention that our Saturday schedule is also back on the air in excellent shape. We've got, starting at 9 a.m., we've got Mike on the Mic, and then Something About the Women comes on for 2 hours, after that, starting at 11. And then a crash course for the ravers with Brian Young and Dear Marie Michelle. And then Vin comes on with the Acoustic Ceiling at 4 p.m. And he's been bringing a lot of great live artists into our WMFO studios here. Good for him. And then the party just keeps going after that. So yeah, you'll definitely want to tune in tomorrow for our whole Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon crew. Well, let's get back to our Tufts Voices of the Hill sound collage. And in particular, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Kofi talking about his experiences as a African-American man here at Tufts. And then Anik Bark is also going to be talking about some personal problems and how she's dealt with them. Mixed up with Tangerine Dream and some Joan Jett and also a Russian trance band, PPK, that I've been listening to on some of my 5 mile runs. But first, in the spirit of our broadly international Tufts community here, let's start off the next set with some Bhangra, which is a particular style of music from the Punjab. But here's some American Bhangra from Pindi Sadhu on the Tears of the God sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford.
ਉਹ ਨਾ ਡੁੱਬ ਜਾਣੀ ਆਂਦੀ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਵੱਧ ਪੱਬਦੀ ਸਿੱਪ ਚਿੱਕਰਾ ਕੀ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਡੁੱਬ ਜਾਣੀ ਆਂਦੀ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਵੱਧ ਪੱਬਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਰਹੂੰ ਪਿੰਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਸਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਰਹੂੰ ਪਿੰਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਸਦਾ ਦੂਜੀ ਸੰਤੂ ਨਾਲ ਲਾਈ ਜਾਵੇ ਸਾਈਆਂ ਵਲੈ ਤੋਂ ਦੋ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਵਲੈ ਤੋਂ ਦੋ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ
could smile. You take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What a secret, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around.
No need to fake it.
You can never tell.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big. Girl, it's time you're all alone. When it's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving.
Love is all around.
No need to fake it.
You can never tell.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
You're gonna make it after all.
Since then, I've come to realize that there may never be